You see my point? If Our Lady tells us to put baby Jesus at the first place, we definitely received him from the Father through her hands. We have that baby. And it's very, very clever of her, because it means that she knows we wouldn't neglect a baby, a newborn. We wouldn't leave him alone. We wouldn't, for example, say, oh, I need a break for 24 hours. I will do as if this baby wouldn't exist. I'll go away and let it be. No, we would even thought of that. We know the baby is in need, constantly in need of us. So when Our Lady gives us her baby, she knows that we cannot go away from him, that we'll have to take care of him, and that he will be very close to us, and that we will really love him, care for him, feed him, give him the best that we have, our time, our love, our care, our words, everything we have will be given to him. Isn't this very significant? And she knows that unless we have this baby, we might neglect her son Jesus. And this is why her son Jesus is given to us in a very special way today as a baby, because we have to be trained again about love. And the purest love is the love of a mother towards a newborn, this pure love, you know, forgetting all about herself, her tiredness, her needs, to give all of herself to the newborn baby, whatever, at any cost, days and nights. Now that we've got a baby, a son has been given to us, we've got a son. But that's not all. You know, when Our Lady tells us to have this baby at the first place, she also remembers another prophecy from Isaiah saying, he's carrying on his shoulder the sign of dominion, which means the power. What does this mean? You know, we've got to meet the identity of our son now. Now that we've got a little son, we've got to know who he is, okay? And he's carrying on his shoulder the sign, the mark of the dominion. Now, what is Jesus carrying on his shoulder? The cross? The cross, of course. And because he's carrying the cross, even when he was in the crib, he was already the one as the Redeemer, foreseeing his cross coming, through which he was going to save us. You know, from his very moment of the conception, he was the Redeemer, and he's come to the world only to save us, to do the will of the Father, which was to save us, so that no one of these little ones be lost. So he's already completely the Redeemer in his little crib. So when we place Jesus at the first place in our home, in our heart, it means he's the one to help us carry our cross. And this is an incredible key that the Mother of God is giving us today. I'll tell you why. In Medjugorje, hundreds of times I saw people coming up to me and saying, Sister, I can't take my cross anymore. It's just impossible. I'm crushed against the sufferings of my life, and my life is ruined. It's finished. It's just too much. I don't want to carry on. And baby Jesus is the answer. And believe me, that's not new in the church. Many mystics have said that baby Jesus help carry the cross, and unless you get in an intimacy, an intimate link and unity with baby Jesus, you just cannot enter the mystery of the cross, of the passion of Jesus. He's kind of the open door to understand Jesus on the cross. This is why we pray the joyful mysteries of the rosary before the sorrowful mysteries, because the birth of Jesus, the baby Jesus, is the key to enter the mystery, beautiful mystery of the redemption with the cross and with the suffering Jesus. It's so true that we know some mystics like Padre Pio, like Saint Francis of Assisi, who had the stigmatas and who are called to share in a very special way the sufferings of the passion of Jesus. We had Mount Robin in France. We had other saints that we know of. And when we read about their life, we find out that all of them had a very special relationship with baby Jesus. Baby Jesus made himself known by them. And for example, Saint Francis, who had the stigmata, was so close to Jesus crucified, he was the one to start the crib tradition. You know, the first crib was made by him. You remember that? You know that? And Padre Pio, how many pictures we have of Padre Pio carrying baby Jesus? And he had also the stigmatas. All these two things go together. And it's not by chance that the church proclaimed a doctor of the church, little flower, Saint Teresa of the child Jesus and the holy face of Jesus as a doctor of the church. Because this is the gift that is given to us for the third millennium. She's the doctor for the millennium. Oh, she's great. And she had an incredible relationship with baby Jesus, and she had the spirit of baby Jesus. Now, it means that when you have a cross that you just cannot take because it's too much, and that's going to destroy you, invoke baby Jesus. He's the one not only to make your impossible crosses possible, but change your crosses into joyful and even peaceful crosses. You know why? Because he is already carrying that cross for you in his own little tiny shoulders as a baby. Isn't this great? I remember a little anecdote in the life of Edith Stein. You know, she was a Jew, and as such, she was arrested by the Nazi during the last Second World War, and she was brought to the camp of Auschwitz. Of course, you know, she was a Carmelite sister. You know about Auschwitz, I don't need to explain those camps. The suffering there were just over terrible. And you know what? Before she died, she managed to send to her convent, to her sisters, a little tiny piece of paper where she wrote a little message for them, just before dying. You know what she wrote? "Do not worry for us. Baby Jesus is with us here." And you know, it's like a code for these sisters. They were constantly adoring Jesus in his passion, but they knew that once you have baby Jesus in your heart, anything can happen, you are okay. And when you meet somebody who is just too much crushed under the cross, under the suffering, that is going to commit suicide for maybe, and among the young people, how many of them are in that state, unfortunately, give them that key. Tell them, whoever they are, invoke child Jesus, invoke baby Jesus, and you'll tell me their testimonies. Maybe they are not Christian, and then what? Jesus knows them and is able to help them. Even if they are non-Christian, tell them the key, invoke baby Jesus. Out of distress, they will do it, and baby Jesus will save them. So don't miss the boat. Don't be quiet about that key that is given to you today from the hands of Our Lady. The key for our sufferings. Invoke baby Jesus.